Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
8:10, on Saturday, some 90 volunteer organisations headed to the Guildhall to take part in Volunteer for Cambridge. We went along too and spoke to Bridget Keady, one of those at the City Council who put the event together.
So I guess we're two-thirds of the way through the day. How's it going, Bridget?
Absolutely brilliantly. The feedback we've had so far from the stallholders has been tremendous. We've heard about lots of people that have already signed up to be volunteers. One organisation's got a new bookkeeper, one's got a new trustee, one's linked in with a teacher. So they're going to be offering the pupils opportunities to volunteer with an organisation. So, yeah, so far, so good.
And there's around 90 organisations here. I knew that Cambridge had a lot of volunteers doing a lot of good things, but 90? Is that most of them, or are there still some untapped who aren't present here today?
There is still some untapped. We actually had a waiting list of some other organisations. It seems the more people that hear about the event, the more people that want to get involved. So next year, we'll probably be contacting about 200 different organisations to let them know. We've got everybody here, large organisations, nationals, local ones. So, yeah, very popular, and I'm sure we'll have even more next year. But unfortunately, we can only actually accommodate 90. So if we could, then I'm sure we'd actually have a lot more here as well.
Is that the thing? Do we need to find somewhere bigger than the Guildhall, as if that's possible?
Yeah, well, the only thing is, we're really lucky. Our chief executive gives us this as a civic day, so there's no charge, and obviously it's for the voluntary sector, so it's free for all the organisations. And actually the feedback we get that is in here, it's a really good location in terms of where they can get to, members of the public coming, so we're a victim of our own success, but so far it's actually worked out wonderfully, particularly when it comes to the networking session. Before it opens to the public, we have a dedicated hour for networking, and there is no opportunity for the voluntary sector to get together on that scale. So we know even before it opens to the public, there's so much going on and new contacts being made that it's invaluable.
And have you any idea how many people have come through the door today, just as civilians?
Yeah, no, I do, because I am that sad. I have been doing click counts every sort of hour and a half. At the moment, we've got about 400 that have come through the door so far. So, yeah, all looking good. And I've had a quick chat with a few stallholders, as I mentioned, and they've told me that they've had so many people sign up. You know, some people have had like 6 people, some have had 14. So very positive. The people that have come through are genuinely interested in learning more about volunteering and how they can get involved in causes they care about.
And is it a good spread of people? I sometimes worry with events like this that it's just basically middle-class people like me who are turning up to do good.
Absolutely not. No, we have a massive, massive variety of people coming. We have students, we have people that are retired, we have people that are working. It really is a vast range of people. We're trying, you know, historically, people kind of associate volunteering with maybe one task and going to help somebody. But what we're trying to do is make people aware that volunteering can be anything. If you're good at social media, you can help an organisation who particularly, you know, maybe not have those skills. Some organisations need a gardener, some people need a driver. It's definitely not a middle class thing at all, and we definitely have a really good wide variety of people. I mean, you can see around here today the variety of people that are here.
It really was a good event on Saturday morning.
And we walked up and down those aisles, making sure that we pretty much spoke to all of them that we could. And just a highlight of the coming up at 8:30. It was just a few of the great stories that we put together.
But there were also some good conversations as well, which we had with some of those who were around. There you go, Guildhall, where it took place. I forgot for a moment as to where it took place. It was Saturday. That was a long time ago.
I've done
a
it does feel that way.
Town and Gown 10K, which reminds me, Town and Gown, I bumped into Julian Huppert, who was our guest last Thursday, came up to me. He was really pleased with his time.
Oh, excellent.
He did it in something like 50 minutes.
Wow,
I think a little bit
good.
Shorter than that.
Yeah.
He sort of measured it himself. When he spoke to me, he hadn't got his official timing because they have his chip thing in the vest, and when you go over the start line, it registers. When you go over the finish line, it registers. So he just had what he'd recorded on his watch. But he was very pleased with that as well.
And how was it for you?
Nice. How was it for me? It was rather nice, yes.
Morning, sorry? Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was. We've got some more coming up about that, by the way, on 105 today after 9 o'clock. I'm staying on to do that. I spoke to an artist who was painting it all as well.
Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
I realise we've got two uneaten croissants over the other side of the desk there.
What's wrong with us?
I know, that's very strange. More now from the Volunteer for Cambridge event that took place at the Guildhall. Lucy and myself went along on Saturday and spoke to some of those who took part.
I'm Andy Nazer, and I'm from the Campaign to End Loneliness.
So if you could tell us a little bit about what Campaign to End Loneliness does.
So for the last 8 years, the Campaign to End Loneliness has been, first of all, researching and then campaigning about the effects of loneliness upon individuals, in particular older people, and how it affects their health and well-being.
So you're looking for volunteers here today. What do you need the volunteers for?
Well, we're building up a bank of advocates and ambassadors in the county to work with us right across the county, actually. But specifically today, of course, we're talking Cambridge, to help us progress our work and to reach further into the community.
I kind of want to know a little bit more exactly the kind of work that we're talking.
Okay, so what we're talking about is we recognise we have a campaign running at the moment which is called Be More Us, which recognises that actually within communities and within our lives we each have the opportunity to connect with the people around us and look for the things within a conversation that connects both of us to be more us, for it to be about us rather than to be about something else. So the work that we're undertaking in Cambridgeshire, first of all, you're going to be seeing a campaign later on in the year, which we're running in partnership with the County Council, is around, first of all, is about driving awareness about how loneliness is impacting upon our community, but also then recognising that we can all do something about this, that each one of us can impact upon another person's life who may be experiencing loneliness. And what we know now that we didn't know 8 years ago when we first started working is that loneliness impacts across the life course, right from young children through to very old people.
My name is Heather Lord and I am the volunteer manager for Health Watch, Cambridgeshire and Peterborough.
And what does Health Watch do?
Health Watch looks to improve health and social care services across the county.
And what has brought you in particular to the Volunteer for Cambridge event?
We want volunteers to come and help us collect people's stories and experiences of healthcare.
And I wonder if there's any particular example that you could give of a success story where you've taken this information and one of the organisations concerned has come back and put something right which was previously could have done with a bit of fixing.
Absolutely. We've got lots of examples of those, but one that I can think of immediately, a lady went to the Peterborough Hospital, could not access the pedal bins due to her disability. She went and spoke to a volunteer, and the volunteer and her chatted about it and said, why don't we introduce sensory bins? They spoke to Health Watch. We wrote to the provider, and now there are sensory bins in all the toilets in Peterborough Health, at Peterborough Hospital.
Oh, that's great. Well, thanks very much, Heather.
Pleasure.
So my name's Dan. I work for Patworth Trust.
Tell us what the organisation does.
Patworth Trust, we're a charity based in Patworth Everard. We offer a number of services to adults with a learning disability around Cambridgeshire, Suffolk and Essex. The area of the organisation that I work in is leisure. So we offer some social leisure activities, some skills progression activities, and also we have a bikes workshop in Sawston that we work with adults with a learning disability to refurbish donated bicycles, and we sell them in our shop to members of the public.
I'll ask you a little bit more about that in a moment, but first of all, tell me what brought you to volunteer for Cambridge today.
We have a stand here, so we rely very heavily on the support, the skills, the time of members of the public who are happy to give their time, and we have an enormous amount of roles, opportunities for them to get involved in, and we're really keen to meet with those people today.
So tell me a little bit more about those bike workshops then, and well, two things first of all really. Do you run it as a shop where the bikes come in and get fixed, and what do you feel the benefits are for those taking part in it?
The purpose of us existing is twofold. So our main core of activity is providing an opportunity for adults with a learning disability to gain skills based on customer service skills, bike mechanics, and the bikes workshop gives them an opportunity to work with staff to build on those skills. We also then are a fully functioning bike shop to members of the public, so we offer services to bicycles and obviously sell second-hand bikes as well.
I'm Richard Peoples, and I'm a trustee and the volunteer coordinator for the Museum of Cambridge. Some people may remember us better as the Folk Museum, the Cambridge Folk Museum, but now we are now the Museum of Cambridge.
And why are you here today at the Volunteer Weekend?
Well, we are very dependent on volunteers. In fact, we are working towards becoming a completely volunteer-run organisation. In particular, we're looking for people to do our front-of-house work, or volunteering, where they will be meeting and greeting people from all over the world who come to the museum and helping in our little shop where we sell mainly items made by local people, craftspeople and so on. And we need volunteers for that front-of-house role, but also for looking after our collections of objects that people have donated to us over the years and various other aspects of volunteering, finance volunteering, our education work, marketing, social media, you name it, all sorts of things.
I've actually not been to the Cambridge Museum. Can you tell me, like, if I walk through the doors, what can I see there?
Well, what you'll see first of all is what used to be a pub, because it was the White Hart, the White Horse Inn. It stayed as a pub for many, many years, and then in 1934 it closed, and 2 years later it became a museum. And ever since then we've been collecting items from the people of Cambridge and Cambridgeshire. You'll find stories about all sorts of Cambridge and Cambridgeshire people, some rather eccentric ones.
I love the eccentric stuff.
And you'll also see temporary exhibitions. At the moment there's one on women's suffrage, because that's obviously a topical thing at the moment. But in the past we've had exhibitions on all sorts of subjects.
Hobson's Conduits, which was very well received. A lot of people came to have a look at that one.
Yes. And your name is?
I'm Ruth Cook. I'm one of the front of house volunteers. Okay. And I'm here today so that if people come to volunteer for that kind of role, I can tell them exactly what sort of thing I do. So when you come in, you would see somebody like me standing behind the counter or sitting behind the counter welcoming you and inviting you to go round and explaining what the fees are and why we need to make a charge, which is because we're an independent charity. And then I would give you a brief introduction, such as Richard's just done, about the origins of the building, and give you a leaflet and suggest which things you might be interested in as you go round.
So how did you get involved in volunteering? How long have you been doing it for?
A little over 3 years, and I came in the early part of 2015 to exactly this kind of event, where I met a previous volunteer coordinator who was enthusiastic enough to convince. I'd retired a little over a year earlier, and I was looking for something to do, and so I've been volunteering. I had a bit of health issues in the middle, but on and off, I've been volunteering for about 3.5 years.
And can you quickly give me a quick sentence on the best thing about volunteering?
Meeting the people who come into the museum and listening to their stories and the things that they've enjoyed when they've been round.
Fantastic stuff. Thank you so much.
That was good, wasn't it? The Volunteer for Cambridge event. Especially one of these times when we should say we are actually volunteers ourselves, everybody.
Yes.
Not only do we get up at a stupid time in the morning to come and drink coffee and eat croissants and speak to you on the radio, but we also volunteer to do it.
Yes, no, we kind of did the same thing on
hands.
Saturday. Yes. I can't believe how long we were there.
We were there for quite a while.
I thought we'd be there a couple of hours, but I think we left about 3:30, wasn't it?
Something like that. And then we went off to edit some stuff because we just loved it
non-stop.
So much. I know. 18 minutes away from 9. From me, Julian Clover.
And from me, Lucy Milazzo.
Top of the morning. Good morning.
And we're back tomorrow at 7.
That's some great music that we've never heard of after 9 as well.
Ugh, yeah, whatever.